And for our next groundbreaking story, here's Emily.
There's a group of us at the Jefferson Market Library branch who come here every week to play video games. Nick is one of them. For him, gaming is a way of life.
I'm straight edge. I've never drank in my life. I've never tried anything at all, not a drop. And so I don't have any way of getting high except for the pleasure that I get from playing video games. And that is my drug. That is actually my anti-drug, that and like sports and stuff. I mean, sure, I get outside and play once in a while, but there's nothing that really beats a good, solid 4 hours of sweaty palmed action kicking that big boss's ass. You know what I'm saying?
Carlos knows exactly what Nick means. What is it that he likes about video games?
Simple. It's what we tell our parents all the time, but they don't listen. It improves hand-eye coordination. Thank you. Thank you. If you're getting attacked by a cat and you do not play video games, you're going to get mauled.
If we weren't playing video games at the library, we'd be gaming at home, by ourselves. It's more fun to do it here and play against friends.
You could practice at home, do your own thing, and then, like, when you come here, you bring your ass-kicking skills to everybody, and you just pwn them. And it's really fun to see their faces when you just defeat them, and they start crying, and then you're just standing there like, and you're, like, laughing maniacally, and it's awesome, you know?
And while we're at the library, we're not just playing video games.
People come here right after school. Like, as soon as the bell rings, they book it, and they come here, and they wait. And we have maybe an hour, hour and a half before the game thing happens, and we're actually picking up stuff and reading. We're going up to the teen center, which is great. You know, the empty chairs that were always vacant are now filled, and we're looking at books. And I picked up Artemis Fowl, which I haven't picked up in years, and, you know, I love the book. So I got to read it again, and that was really cool. It's just another way for libraries to keep on top of things, because before it was just books. And then you notice, oh my God, they have CDs. And then, oh my God, they have full-length movies. They have a whole bunch of stuff. And now they're just on to the next big thing, which is video games. You know, they need something that addresses all audiences. We're getting a whole bunch of people that would have never even known that this library was here to come here.
For some of us, like Emilio, the library provides the perfect excuse to get out of the house.
I'm kind of grounded, and I'm never allowed to touch another video game in my house ever again.
And yet, Emilio was at the library. Was he violating curfew?
Well, my parents have a different translation.
See, that's great. It's a library. They think he's here reading just straight. He's like, Mom, I want to go to the library. Oh, that's educational. Go ahead, son, shoo. That's okay.
The first time I ever came here, and I was coming home, it was like raining, and it was really, really late. And I was like, where are you? I'm so worried. I'm like, I was at the library with some friends, and she's like, oh, that's fantastic.
And forget about everything. Like, I was so worried. You at the library studying? Oh, I'm so proud of you, mijo.
People who don't respect gaming often make the argument that violent games encourage teens to act violently in real life. It's not just adults who believe it. Here's Crispin.
I'm going to be the black sheep and express my dissent at this video game stuff because video games, they don't do anything. And they're not helpful for anything. They cause seizures. They express violence. They don't. They're very bad influences and they're very addictive.
No. I have to argue that one. There's nothing violent about like games like Brain Age and like Pokemon Show. There's nothing violent about Pokemon in the first place.
It's not just about violence. There's a lot of different emotions that you can express. For example, I have a game that I love. It's called Okami. What it is you are a spirit in wolf form, and you actually have a celestial brush as your god. And in order to activate some of your special powers, you literally have to use your thumb to draw out a symbol or picture. And then that activates either like wind or rain or it grows vines. And that is the very artistic side, and that's not anger.
But there is no denying that video games are designed to keep you hooked. You have to keep playing to get new weapons and powers, which allows you to get to the next level and the next one after that.
And then when you're like almost out of energy, you get that second wind. And everybody knows about the second wind. Everybody knows. I'm down, I'm hurt, my back is broken, I lost a leg, but somehow I'm going to keep fighting.
Gaming eats up a lot of time, which made me wonder, if you play video games so much, how do you have time to do your homework?
I have to get my homework done. Like, I'll get it done before I start, like, before I play games. I'll read before I play games.
Now, she's an exception because video games actually promotes procrastination, and everyone knows when you start playing a video game, it gets too addicting to the point where you don't want to do your homework, and you push it off to the last minute, and you have problems with your teachers because you can't finish your homework and you want to play the video games instead.
in light of your claim that it supports procrastination, it's also a source of inspiration, and it's a drive for you to finish what's important. I go home. What I do is I know if I start playing video games first, I'm not going to finish, or I'm like going to unlock something really cool that's going to make me want to play like another hour. So what I do is I get everything done, you know, brush my teeth, you know, in the middle of the afternoon so I don't have to do it later. I binge on food, and then I go to the bathroom. I do all my homework, and then I have like this block of time that I call me time. And in that time, I have a laptop on my lap, and I'm social networking while I'm playing video games. And of course, this is in a recliner chair with various soft drinks on the side. That is all after I get all my homework done. And that drives me to not only finish my homework, but as I get depressed doing my homework, that's the picker-upper that I look forward to after I'm done.
Gaming is a big part of his life now. But does Nick think he'll still be gaming when he gets older?
By the time I'm 40, either my heart's going to give out or...
Hopefully when I'm 40, I'm playing Super Smash Bros. 8 with my son on the Wii 5 or something. Yeah, we'll have the PS9 in the corner, you know, the Xbox 1080.
Xbox Infinite.
The Nintendo Wii changed a lot of things about gaming. It's not exactly virtual reality, but it's very realistic in the way that it simulates motion and how you control the characters, especially compared to older gaming systems.
If you take a game like a first-person shooter, you literally have to aim at the zombie in order to shoot his head off. And that is different from like a controller where you would move your thumb to look left and move your thumb right to move right as you strafe. But now I literally have to shoot that guy in the head, and I feel like I'm in the experience. And like if a zombie is scratching at me,
trying to bite your neck off.
You know, I swipe at it with my knife, and I could feel the guts flying. And it's great.
But what would it be like to see someone get chainsawed in half, for real?
I think I'd be like, holy shit, that guy just got sawed in half. Oh my God!
I'm running I'm
run away!
That'd be different. On the video game, like, you don't care, because as far as you're concerned, it's on TV, it's not real, it doesn't concern you. In real life, it would be very different. Like, playing the game isn't going to get me ready for, like, war. Like, I could play Gears of War and Rainbow Six for my entire life. I go to war, I'm probably going to be petrified.
What do I do? There's no A button here. How do I... There's no L trigger. I can't reload. How do I reload? I'm stuck. Boom, you're dead. Woo!